We're also joined by our second place finisher, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 8 Fire Alarm Services, Inc. Chevrolet. John Hunter, so close to making it into that championship four. Why don't you take us through that final restart there?
The final restart, our truck wasn't that great on the outside all night. We had to be on the bottom to make headway on restarts, and that's where our truck turned all night. But once Johnny got to clean air, there was really nothing you could do. I mean, it's so hard to pass here. Like Christopher was saying, the aerodynamics in the trucks are crazy compared to cars from what I hear. But I don't know, had a great restart, and I think that that'll probably be the most disappointing second place finish of my career. So close, yet so far.
All right, we'll open up to questions for John Hunter. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get a wireless mic to you. Bob?
With about 20 laps to go, where did you think you'd even have a shot?
Tell you the honest truth, probably not. From how far back in the pack we were, and then we had a couple really good restarts. I was able to go from 9th to 5th in a corner, and then everyone kind of wrecked there, and we were able to keep our nose clean and give ourselves a shot. But with 20 to go, I would have told you that you were crazy if you would have said that we would have finished second.
Go to Wolfgang, and then to Lee.
I'm here. John Hunter, in the beginning, stage one especially, it looks like that you were lacking on speed and also said your car was not perfect. In the final stages, you had the car look much, much quicker. Did you make some adjustments?
Yeah, we made quite a few adjustments every stop tonight. We took some big swings at it, and luckily the final stage when we came in, that last stop with 20 to go or 30 laps to go, we made a huge swing at it, and it definitely helped, but it still needed more. So put that one in the memory bank for moving forward, and just kind of remember what adjustments and how big of a swing we had to make it in order to get faster.
Go ahead, Lee.
Is there any consolation in this other than chalking it up to a learning experience? Because you have to be devastated about now. As strong as you were getting the early wins, locking yourself in, I mean, you've kind of been there to the bitter end.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that this kind of explains how our whole year is gone. It's been an up and down year. It's been a rocky start from the first race of the year until this one now. We've had fast trucks every week. We haven't had the finishes that we've needed or that we've showed. We've had a bunch of mechanical failures this year. We've gambled quite a bit, and some of it didn't work out. So looking back on it, I mean, there's definitely a lot of things that we could have done different. But with the way that we started the year to make it to the final six and have a shot at the win to make it to the final four at Homestead definitely means a lot. It's definitely not something that we're going to hang our head on. We're going to hold our head high with the five guys that we have working in the shop, five or six guys. So the fabulous five will be coming to Homestead, and hopefully we can go get a win there and finish out the year strong. Yeah, we have our the best truck in the fleet sitting in the shop right now. So just in case we won this weekend, we're prepared. So we're going to take it down there and do the best we can and hopefully be a spoiler alert.
All right, John Hunter, thanks for joining us this
Thank
evening.
You.